Ah, yes, the magnificent Trolley Sour Bright Crawler, also known as Trollicus brightolus. The worm's captivating neon colour makes it an easy, gummy prey.
Trolley!
It's a surprisingly sour, invitingly chewy, staggeringly snackable species unlike anything else found on this planet.
Eat me!
Delicious. Visit trolley.com to shop now.
Trolley, eat me!
Producer Aljon here, alongside Kristen and Kat, and we're talking dealios. Save money on your next Walt Disney World trip. Kristen, tell them how they can do that.
Yes, this summer, if you were looking to go to Walt Disney World, you can save up to 30%. If you are staying most nights July 11th through August 20th and September 15th through the 28th, you can save up to 25%. But if you are staying August 21st through September 14th, that's when you can save up to 30%.
I'll take all the deals and discounts I can get. You know, the great thing about, you know, going to Disney and having Kristen book her trip is getting all the deals and having them applied so you can save time and money and aggravation, because she'll walk you through every single way to save and enjoy your Disney trip. Kristen, how can people email you so you can book their Disney trip today?
You can contact me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
From the Gator Framework Studio in Music City, it's the Dining at Disney podcast.
Another thing about big food, it brings folks together, all walks of life.
You'll discover all the best restaurants and food as you hungrily explore the Disney parks.
Let's do this thing!
The Dining at Disney podcast.
Welcome to the Dining at Disney podcast. I'm Kristen, Disney foodie, park enthusiast, travel expert, and mother of two crazy toddlers.
And I am Groot. It's actually Aljon. Guardians of the Galaxy fan, also loving Marvel Cinematic Universe, Star Wars, and the glorious Disney franchise that owns just about everything. Yes.
And I'm Kat, experiential producer, film historian, a very good dog. If you haven't already, please make sure to like, subscribe, and click the notification bell. Ding.
Oh, that was very funny. I like today we are talking all about Asian food. That is. It is Asian and Pacific Islander month.
Yes.
So we have our first story. Kat, you have a story about a new restaurant, right?
Yes, I do. Nice. You may know that Tokyo Dining at Epcot has been closed for a little while, and it's official they are going to be replacing it with something called Shikisai Sushi Izakaya. It's going to be a table service and will offer a festive dining experience in a shareable izakaya style for you to create memories and enjoy good times through flavors. It says here that you'll be able to enjoy Japan's seasonal festivals, where each month brings a new celebration to your table. From hanging tanzaku to celebrate Tanbata in July to savoring moon viewing dumplings in September, a cultural representative from Japan will guide you through each unique festival experience one bite at a time. Izakaya style dining is one of my favorite kinds of dining because I love a small plate. We're all about appetizers over here.
Oh, yes.
We're all about it. We love it. You're going to be able to watch them make sushi live in front of you at the sushi bar and enjoy teppan items and grill items on the second floor of the Japan Pavilion, where you can also watch fireworks for the upcoming new Epcot fireworks show. And there's some dishes that they're going to be featuring. They include, if you like sushi, you can try the Kobori sushi, the Tokyo Neji roll or Funamori, and the Monster roll. They look very good. One of them has ikura.
Oh, gosh, these look amazing.
Yes. The Kobori sushi translates to overflowing sushi, and it's overflowing with flavors. It features Neji Toro and Nakaochi tuna elegantly paired with salmon roe and green onion. And the Tokyo Neji roll combines green onion tempura rolled with tuna tataki and topped with jalapeno aioli, shredded carrot, and sliced jalapeno if you're into something spicy. The Funamori features salmon and sashimi arranged on a boat. It's an iteration of Funamori and served with festive pomp and the boat procession of the famous Tenjin Matsuri. So I guess that one comes with a little show. We love it.
It is awesome. Oh my gosh. I want it. Kat, next time we are there at the same time, that is where we are going. And that is what we are ordering.
Yes. It's got like a whole eel on it. It looks delicious.
That makes me happy. It looks so amazing.
I know. And then if you are interested in Japanese izakaya style dining, which is pub style in Japan, you can get a wide variety of small dishes from chicken karage to salmon misoyaki and a tomato salad with avocado. And not only that, but you can also try an okonomiyaki, which is a Japanese savory pancake made with flour, eggs, and water, and then filled with shredded cabbage bacon and topped with tangy okonomiyaki sauce, mayonnaise, and amori bonito flake, and pickled ginger. This is very popular in Japan.
It looks really good.
Yes.
I know you can't have it because of flour.
I cannot. These have pancake, but occasionally they also have noodles in them. So it's definitely a no for me, but it's very popular. I know my brother really likes that.
I've never tried that.
They do like Korean barbecue, Korean restaurants?
Yeah.
In Japan, there are places that have their okonomiyaki restaurants and you make your own okonomiyaki on the table on a grill.
Oh, wow.
It's super cool.
That's actually what we're going to be doing, not this version, Korean barbecue is actually what we're going to be doing for Mother's Day.
Oh, fun.
I'm excited because I've only done it one other time, and it was when we were in Southern California.
Yeah, it's very popular.
And I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. Because I like fondue, anything where you get to be part of your dining experience.
Absolutely. You know, absolutely.
Is something that I really enjoy. You know, it's not something you do very often, which makes it even more special. So I was like, oh, great. We finally have a place like that here. Because every time we've got Korean places, but I haven't seen any of them have where you make your own food. I'm sure there is, but there's a new one. So yes.
I'm gonna enjoy that. Thursday. So they also have what looks like tempura and some clay pot oysters, or maybe those are clams, and lots of things with fun dipping sauces, a little tuna tartare, it looks like. So there's going to be lots of choices here. This is going to be one of the more adventurous dining locations in Scott, and I am really excited about it. I think it's going to be great.
I'm looking forward to it too.
Yeah. If you can't go to Takumite because it's out of your price range, this is the next best thing for sure.
I cannot wait until we get the full menu with pricing.
Yes.
That we can talk about because, these pictures look
excited
and incredible.
Yes.
So it is Asian American Pacific Islander Heritage Month. And because of that, there is a whole foodie guide that is celebrating that this month. So you've got all kinds of things. And we're going to start off talking about Walt Disney World and the resorts. So over at Disney's Polynesian Village Resort, of course, you can get Captain's Cook at Captain's Cook as well as Kona Island. And it's the Moana Cupcake, a vanilla cupcake with toasted coconut mousse filling, buttercream, coconut flakes, and white chocolate Moana piece with a fresh orchid. Very pretty. At Kona Cafe, the hamachi tuna roll, hamachi tuna, avocado, jalapeno, cilantro, and ponzu. They have a pork belly noodle bowl, bone broth with rice noodles, soy egg, mushroom, bok choy, and hot sesame oil. Ooh, that sounds good. at Pineapple Alani. They have Heart of Tahiti Dole Whip Cup. It's Dole Whip with a mochi cake, Moana-inspired white chocolate medallion, and an edible flower. Ooh, I like the sound of that. I love mochi.
Me too.
Mochi makes me happy. Even the kids love mochi. Because we always have to love. I always buy like the bag of mochi where it has them individually wrapped over at
Costco.
Yes.
I love those.
Oh, yes. What is it? The brown sugar tea one?
Yeah, the boba.
Makes me so happy. Yes. Yeah. Pop Century and Art of Animation. They have the How Far I'll Go Hoppy Pie. It is a rich chocolate coconut pie with a layer of coconut hapia custard topped with sweet cream and macadamia nuts. It celebrates Moana's ambition to preserve her culture and heritage. Mm. So I like that.
Definitely.
Kat, do you want to talk about the various resort hotels?
Sure. At the following locations, you can get the Korean fried chicken bowl with cucumber namatsu, double fried chicken thighs tossed with gochujang sauce, sesame seeds, green onion, and pickled cucumber, available all month at Captain Cook's at the Polynesian Village Resort, Centertown Market at Caribbean Beach, Contempo Cafe at Disney's Contemporary, Gasparilla Island Grill at Grand Floridian, Sasagula Floatworks and Food Factory, and Riverside Mill at Port Orleans. This was inspired by Chef Kevin and his Mama Chong and his heritage to create homestyle Korean comfort food, accompanied by pickled cucumber namatsu. And it's, did I say it was available all month long? It's available all
month
long.
Yes, you did. Yeah.
This dish is available all the time. The sesame chicken stir fry, chicken, broccoli, red pepper, and onion with jasmine rice, available at End Zone Food Court, Premier Food Court, Intermission Food Court, Everything Pop Shopping and Dining, and Landscape of Flavors. Okay. Available at various poolside bars, table service restaurants, and lounges, you can get the Pad Thai Fizz. Inspired by the traditional flavors of Pad Thai, this cocktail features screwball peanut butter whiskey, fever tree ginger beer, Thai basil, and lime.
I don't know about that.
I tried.
We have screwball peanut butter whiskey here.
Yeah, make it.
We do.
Make it. Tell us if it's good. Sounds interesting. I don't know. I like the idea.
Let's see. Peanut butter whiskey, ginger beer, basil, and lime. Oh, it's a mule.
Yes, it's a mule.
A twist on a mule, but with peanut butter whiskey.
Yes. The interesting thing is it says that this tells the story of the founder's journey from Cambodia to California for screwball whiskey. That explains why they're putting that in there, though.
Yes, well, I love peanut butter sauce.
And so, peanut butter.
Sauce, rather. Not peanut butter sauce, but peanut sauce.
This is the pivotal role that peanut butter played in his childhood. Very love nice.
Sounds nice. Good to me. Over at Animal Kingdom, you can go to Caravan Road and get kakegori, which is Japanese shave ice flavored with watermelon and sweetened condensed milk.
I want it.
It's really good. I definitely recommend. At Mr. Kamal's, you can get chicken dumplings and french fries with not good sauces.
Reference last week's show, because Mr. Kamal's sauce is no longer being served there.
Rude. It's just rude.
Right. I mean, it's Mr. Kamal's sauce. Come on. Get Mr. Kamal's his good time there. Come on.
Rude. Well, Kristen, do you want to talk about the Nomad Lounge?
Yes. They have the Bangkok chicken wings, crispy chicken wings, fish sauce, caramel, peanuts, and cilantro. This looks amazing. It is the tuna poke bowl, steamed rice, edamame, pickled radish, chili sesame glaze. This is heavily influenced by Japanese and other Asian cuisines, and poke represents diverse and multifaceted culture. Coconut mango cocktail. It says that this cocktail was inspired by the exploration of the Pacific Islands, featuring popular ingredients offered to explorers along the way. So it has Parrot Bay coconut rum, Stoli
fully vanilla vodka, mango puree, and rice milk garnished with whole lychee fruit.
That sounds amazing.
I don't
actually
think Stoli vanilla vodka was probably there.
No, but you know that all those flavors are flavors. very Pacific Islander. You know, reminds me of Halo Halo a little bit in terms.
It reminds me of mango sticky rice.
Oh gosh, mango sticky rice. Yes.
Fave.
Yes.
I've never had that.
Yes.
So good.
Okay.
I don't even remember what was it. Cat
Pizza Fari.
I was still doing Pizza Fari. Oh, me now. Okay, over there, Pizza Fari. We've got the turning red cupcake. All mine. Vanilla cake, mandarin filled icing, filling. Oh my! You know our kids love that song so much.
Jack sings it.
I swear, every time we take, I have the kids driving around. They're always singing "Turning Red." Daddy, can you please "Turning Red"? Oh my! Honey mousse, bao bun, crispy pearl, sweet magnolia blossoms, chocolate garnish, and the Asian Canadian character Mei-Lin Panda.
Mei-Lin.
No, May. It's gonna be May Panda on my chocolate medallion.
But her name is Mei-Lin.
Yes. I said May-May. May-May. At Restaurantosaurus, they have the spicy Asian chicken sandwich, which has got the red pickled onions, nice and crispy. Mm. And you also have the turning red cupcake there, too. At Tiffin's, you've got the yuzu creme brulee, which is ubi ice cream. Mm-hmm. Hibiscus cookie crumble, matcha tea cake, and mango sauce. Whoa.
All around in it. Sounds delicious.
Yeah, it's like catnip for people. Mm. Thirsty River Bar, Dawa Bar, Dinoland USA bars, all them bars over there in Animal Kingdom. They've got the Singapore Sling, which has got the New Amsterdam gin, New Amsterdam, herring cherry liquor, sweet and sour grenadine, and Sprite. How refreshing. I love me a Singapore Sling. Especially Disney, because they make them strong.
That does sound good.
I'm just telling you the truth.
I remember when they made those with the when cherry was it part of Epcot Flower and Garden, where they had the cherry company come in and they featured food and drinks with cherry.
Yeah.
And that was the drink, and everybody talked about it because it was so strong.
Yeah, and you can't have it.
I can have the drink.
Oh, you can have the drink?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
I just don't eat the cherry.
There you go.
Here, eat the cherry.
Yeah, it was strong when we had it, but that was good. I guess I can take this. Epcot over Connections, you've got the curry spice pizza, which is two slices of freshly baked pizza topped with tikka masala, carrot, potato, peas, tomato, plant-based mozzarella, and lime yogurt. You also have the General Tso's chicken salad, which has got the petite kale blend, romaine broccoli slaw, red bell pepper, mandarin oranges, edamame, crispy wontons, warm fried chicken, and General Tso's dressing. All very nice.
Yes.
Very nice.
Ooh.
Okay, who's up?
Sunshine Seasons. This is currently available for lunch only. They have the Mongolian beef with vegetable fried rice, stir-fried shrimp with honey ginger sauce, seasonal vegetables, and cashews, a vegetable korma with plant-based chicken and cashews, an Asian vegetable noodle salad with wakame, tuna poke, and spicy mayonnaise.
Mm. I like
those look good.
I like Mongolian beef a lot. That's yummy. But they're all good.
Then over at Nine Dragons, they have the char siu rice bowl, Cantonese style barbecue pork over vegetable egg fried rice. That is new.
I like Chinese barbecue, the Cantonese style. It's very good.
Me too.
Very good. A lot of I know, it's just different than normal barbecue. And put it on a stick and make me happy.
Over at the Garden House, Ozeki pineapple onigiri sake. This is an unfiltered sake with pineapple. Pineapple nigori honors the Japanese settlers who came to the United States and worked on pineapple farms.
the first Japanese community in Florida, the Yamato colony grew up around a pineapple field.
Very nice.
Very nice. Very nice. Teppanyaki. They have the Japanese Hawaiian pineapple nigori cocktail. This is pineapple juice, coconut cream, nigori sake, and a dash of shochu. The Japanese Hawaiian cocktail celebrates some of the contributions of Japanese Americans to the culture, economy, and social fabric of Hawaii. And then the golden pineapple roll. Salmon, cream cheese, salmon roe, capers, eel sauce, spicy mayonnaise.
A nori.
Micro shisho and pepper flakes.
Yes.
Sorry, I can't tell what those letters are right there.
Your contact
is messed up. It needs to be clean, I think. Okay, Kat. Citrus Blossom Outdoor Kitchens. Ooh.
Yeah. So available through July 5th, you can get the orange sesame tempura shrimp with orange chili sauce at the Citrus Blossom. At the Lotus House, you can get the spicy mala chicken skewer with creamy peanut sauce, pan-fried vegetable dumplings, house-made cheesy crab wontons, and a classic bubble milk tea.
Sounds like dinner at our house.
Yeah.
So good.
At Hanami Outdoor Kitchen near Japan, you can get the furushi, which is strawberry, pineapple, and lychee wrapped in sweet rice and pink soy wrap, served with whipped cream, and drizzled with raspberry sauce, and toasted coconut.
Kids will love it.
Yeah, it's really good. You can also get the Hanami sushi, which is assorted nigiri with lemon-cured salmon, soy-marinated tuna, and cured mackerel. And the creamy shrimp udon soup with shrimp and spring vegetables. At Trowel and Trellis, you can get the boneless impossible Korean short ribs with cilantro and lime rice, danmuji slaw, and kimchi mayonnaise, and impossible lumpia with Thai sweet chili sauce.
Mm.
Over at Disney Hollywood Studios at Backlot Express, you could get tofu or chicken teriyaki bowls with seasoned jasmine rice, teriyaki chicken or marinated tofu, yuzu pickled edamame, carrots, cucumber, and onion drizzled with house-made lemon tahini chipotle vinaigrette and sesame seeds.
That looks amazing. I could go for that like right now.
Yeah. Oh.
My mouth is just watering looking at that.
Get in me belly.
Al John, do you want to tell us about Fairfax Fair?
Sure. They've got a Korean barbecued pork belly bowl. Pork belly, braised pork belly tossed in Korean barbecue sauce, topped with Korean salad and green onions, served on mashed potatoes in a waffle bowl, no doubt. That sounds great. It looks great. Stacked high. Then they also have the soba noodle bowl, which is chilled soba noodles, edamame, red cabbage, red peppers, shredded carrots, celery, and green onions tossed in yakisoba sauce, served in a waffle bowl. Yeah.
I like the sounds of the stuff, but I could skip the waffle bowl part.
Well, it is Fairfax Fair after all.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Over at Magic Kingdom, over at Jungle Navigation Company, Skipper Canteen, they've got the
Skipper Limited Jungle Navigation Company Limited Skipper Canteen.
You got to bust in there and you can't even say the
limited
part.
I can't talk.
You've got to do the robot dance. Yes. The Drax.
Yeah.
Panna Cotta's Congo Lime Delight, which is lime panna cotta served with mango lime sorbet and fresh fruit. This dish is inspired by traditional desserts in Vietnam. Very cool. I like that.
Ooh, that also looks pretty.
Also at Disney Springs at Emirates Patisserie, they have something that is near and dear to my heart, the Ube Pianono, which is ube roulade cake filled with cinnamon banana mousse and an ube buttercream. This treat was created by pastry culinary cast member Ruben, who drew inspiration from his Filipino heritage. What? I know it well.
Yeah.
This is something my mom used to make.
Really?
Yep.
It's pretty.
It tastes amazing. I just want someone to buy me this and send it to me in the mail, please.
I don't know. The cinnamon banana mousse sounds good in that.
Yeah. Well, how could not?
It all sounds good.
All sounds good, y'all.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it Kat's turn to take us over there to BB Wolf?
No, it's Kristen's turn.
Kristen's time. Oh, Kristen. Oh. Here you go.
Over at BB Wolf Sausage Company, you can get the Korean bulgogi hot dog, spicy Korean beef and pork hot dog, bulgogi steak. I didn't say bologna.
My bulgogi's got a first name. She's loving me right now.
With pickled vegetables. The Boathouse. You can get Changing Tides, Fever Tree Sparkling Lime and Yuzu, a unique blend of zesty Mexican Tahitian lime and floral sweetness of Japanese yuzu. The Edison has High Voltage Chicken Sandwich. It is their take on a spicy Korean fried chicken sandwich made with
gochujang,
a staple of Korean cooking. Fried chicken breast, jalapeno lime crema, smoked bacon, frisée, tomato, and pickle. The Ganachery has matcha yuzu squares, Japanese green tea, and yuzu with dark chocolate. Oh, I will take that. Mm-hmm. That's very, very something that I would like. Love me some matcha. Then at Joffrey's Coffee and Tea Company, you can get the Frozen Mandarin Fusion, exotic blend of refreshing iced tea, frozen lemon, and mandarin syrup topped with the passion fruit popping boba. There is a spirited version that you can order as well if you were 21 and up.
Spirited away.
There's also Rippled Art. It features Moana and Mulan. Kat Morimoto Asia, what they've got.
Yeah. Over at Morimoto, you can get the Bloomin' Japanese Mushroom Tempura. Honshimeji Asian mushrooms with a nutty flavor coated in tempura batter and deep fried to golden brown, served along mashed potatoes and a Japanese golden curry cream sauce. That sounds delightful.
Wow.
We got another day of NBA action. And with FanDuel, every night is a watch party. So it's time for your FanDuel crew to make their bets. So, what's the move tonight, gang? You know the new customers who bet $5 get $150 back in bonus bets? Woohoo! We're heating up, fam! Bet all the stars with all your friends and make every moment more only on FanDuel. New customers bet $5, get $150 back in bonus bets. Make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
It goes down in the DM. It go down in the DM.
21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Sergeant and Mr. Smith, you're gonna love this house.
Bunk beds in a closet?
There's no field manual for finding the right home. But when you do, USAA Homeowners Insurance can help protect it the right way. Restrictions apply.
The Polite Pig has a coconut jerk pork sandwich. Smoked pork butt braised in a coconut jerk sauce and topped with a pineapple slaw accompanied by Hawaiian macaroni salad. Splitsville has a Poa Poa shrimp bowl. Fresh jumbo shrimp lightly tossed in a blackening seasoning, sauteed on a bed of white rice, topped with a mixture of fresh grilled pineapple, yellow, red, and green bell peppers, and red onion, drizzled with an in-house kimchi ponzu sauce, and finished with fresh Asian slaw and sesame seeds.
That sounds amazing.
It sounds very good.
Wow.
I like the sound of that too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You can get a lychee martini to accompany that. It has Ocean Hawaiian vodka, lychee syrup, and house squeezed fresh lemon juice garnished with a fresh flower, lychee, and boba pearls. I wish I could have cake because Sprinkles Cupcake through the 14th is offering a Vietnamese coffee cupcake. Vietnamese coffee is my favorite thing in the whole world.
Mm.
It's a decadent coffee cake infused with Wen Coffee Supplies loyalty blend, filled with creamy condensed milk, buttercream, and finished with coffee frosting.
You know, Wen, of course they have one word that I actually know by looking at it would have pronounced right, but looks nothing like it like how you pronounce it. And I don't get to read it.
What are you talking about? Which one?
Wen.
Oh, Wen. Okay.
I mean, it's spelled, for those who don't know, it is spelled N-G-U-Y-E-N. So you would think something completely different, but
it's definitely not phonetic. That's for sure.
Exactly. So Wen Coffee Supply, tell us about it. Yes.
It's America's first specialty Vietnamese coffee company and proud champion of the resilient Robusta bean. I don't know what that means, but it sounds fancy. It was founded in 2018 by Sara Wen. Their mission is to build a diverse and inclusive coffee culture for all while uplifting robust coffee producers worldwide, which is a really awesome thing.
I have not had Vietnamese coffee.
Really?
Neither have I, actually.
It's very good. It's made like, quote unquote, the traditional way, it's got condensed milk in it, so it's very sweet, but it's also very strong.
Heck yeah.
I'd like to try that. Used to have it. I don't know if they still do, because they got boba there, but they used to offer it at Lucky Fortune Cookery at DCA. It was one of my favorite things to get.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah. It's good. It's real good.
Nice.
At Wetzel's Pretzels, you can get mango boba lemonade. Popping mango boba topped with either signature fresh lemonade or frozen lemonade and mango puree.
Boba.
Yeah. No alcohol.
Should we go to the West Coast?
Yes, let's head that way.
Eldron, tell us about California Adventure.
All right. Over there at Lamplight Lounge, they've got the Kung Pao Bao, which is Kung Pao glazed crispy pork belly, soft mayo bun, red peppers, toasted peanuts, and green onions. Sounds like fun. They also have the salmon pokey, a creamy avocado mousse topped with ponzu glazed fresh salmon, edamame, pineapple, cucumber, seaweed salad, finished with a pickled radish, furikake, fried wonton chips, and torigashi. Then at Lamplight Lounge over at Boardwalk Dining, they've got the chili ginger pork belly sliders, which has a chili ginger glazed crispy pork belly. I love crispy pork belly. It melts your mouth. Then they also have the Asian slaw and baguette buns. That sounds great.
Oh,
over at Lucky Fortune Cookery, they have a ton of stuff there. Pork ramen with nori, roasted corn, and green onion. They've got the impossible banh mi with lemongrass cucumber salad, spicy Szechuan chicken with sauteed vegetables and steamed rice.
I do like me some Szechuan chicken.
Indeed. They've got teriyaki chicken with sauteed vegetables and steamed rice. Pork wonton nachos, it sounds like right up our alley too. Crispy wonton chips topped with cheese sauce, hoisin glazed pork, spicy aioli, and pickled cabbage. They have one of my favorites, beef bulgogi, but in a burrito with garlic flavored chips. Also pot stickers with crispy vegetable chicken pot stickers, organic hot green tea, black milk tea with sea salt cream and brown sugar boba. Ube milk tea topped with tiramisu foam and served with boba. And then, I can't help it, Book of Boba Fett. And then Bottle Logic Hanamachi Japanese rice lager. That sounds good. And then the Japanese mule to drink, Japanese whiskey, ginger beer, and simple syrup. Wow. That's a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm. That's probably their whole menu. Yeah.
Kat, are you going to take us down to Paradise Garden Grill City? Where the Thai chilies are green and the food is so yummy?
I can.
It was terrible.
I know. I was like, Paradise. What can I do with Paradise City here?
I don't know. I probably could have done better.
Okay.
That was bad. Sorry.
Would you like to try it?
Then? No, that's okay. Oh, okay. At the moment.
Okay.
I was doing really good with the song in the house the other day. That was completely random, but I can't think of what it was.
I don't know.
Okay. Kristen, are you going to do these ones? Or do you want me to do them?
Go for it, Kat.
Okay. At Paradise Garden Grill, starting May 2nd, was so already, sweet Thai chili chicken tenders. Chicken tenders tossed in sweet Thai chili sauce and slaw with crushed almonds, mandarin orange segments, crispy noodles, and citrus vinaigrette, served with fries and topped with cheese sauce, of course. Pim's Test Kitchen is offering the Atomic Pretzel with Salmon Poke, Ponza marinated salmon, sriracha mayo, avocado mousse, wasabi mayo, and watermelon radish.
Oh, I want.
Good. Sounds good. Over at Ben Go Barbecue at the Disneyland Park, you can get the pork belly skewer, grilled pork belly with hoisin sauce, pickled carrots and daikon topped with cilantro, and the chieftain chicken skewer. Chicken skewer in a Polynesian sauce.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. At Galactic Grill, you can get the grilled pineapple hamburger, Angus beef patty, grilled spiced ham, which I believe is Spam, pineapple, togarashi slaw, and sweet mayonnaise served on a toasted brioche bun. That's available through the 11th. We might have missed that one. You can also get the bacon and slaw burger. It's an Angus patty, marinated pork belly, American cheese, Asian-inspired slaw, and sambal sweet mayo on a toasted brioche bun starting on May 12th. Those both sound delicious. Kristen, tell us about the Tropical Hideaway.
You can get the char siu bao, sweet sticky roasted pork, and sweet barbecue sauce dusted with paprika. Lime chicken bao with butternut squash and fresh herbs. Spiced vegetable bao with chickpeas and braised vegetables. Traditional pork lumpia, pork and vegetable lumpia with sweet chili dipping sauce.
Yes.
And a sweet lumpia, which is the pineapple and cream cheese filled lumpia with Dole Whip pineapple dipping sauce. Now you can get the pineapple cream cheese filled lumpia in Satuli Canteen. Mm-hmm. Over, no. Can you get it there? I know you can get it now that I'm thinking about it. It's like the little station.
No, Pongu Pongu. Pongu,
yep,
Pongu.
That's
Pongu,
it. Yeah. Yep.
That's good.
Over at the hotels, at Disneyland Hotel at, oh my, this is a long list.
Yeah.
Kangaroa Terrace Tropical Bar and Grill. This is probably their whole menu.
It is.
So, Loco Moco Burrito. It's a steamed jasmine rice, chopped garlic beef patty, fried egg, gravy, crunchy fried onions, and furikake served with salsa roja. It's available for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. The pork gyoza, steamed pork and vegetable pot stickers served with gochigang aioli, unagi sauce, and bonito flakes. That's available for lunch and dinner. Sweet and spicy chicken wings, Asian honey glaze, and sesame seeds served with toragashi aioli. That is served for lunch and dinner. The panko crusted long beans. Why do I get the difficult ones?
I'll swap served you. With
I'll tap you and you just fill in the word
okay,
for me.
Okay.
Served with.
Okay, hold on. Where? Thor's.
Togarashi.
Togarashi. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Angus half pound Hawaiian cheeseburger with grilled pineapple, applewood smoked bacon, Havarti cheese, butter, lettuce, tomatoes, onions, and sweet and spicy spread served with a sweet potato fries or french fries available for lunch or dinner. They also have a Hawaiian platter, choice of marinated short rib or teriyaki chicken thigh served with furikake, seasoned jasmine rice, macaroni salad, and tangy slaw available for lunch and dinner. The rongo salad, edamame, green papaya, iceberg lettuce, cherry tomatoes, gooseberries, crispy shallots, sesame seeds, and marinated tofu with fermented miso vinaigrette. This is plant-based and is available for lunch and dinner. Everything that I'm going to mention from now on is lunch and dinner. The poke bowl, you have your choice of ahi tuna, salmon, or marinated tofu, and it's going to be served with smashed avocado, sliced cucumbers, edamame, imitation crab salad with sushi rice, topped with crispy fried onions and tarragoshi aioli.
Tonkatsu
ramen. It is a rich pork-based broth wavy noodles, pork belly slices, fresh green onions, shiitake mushroom, fish cake, black garlic oil, soft-boiled flavored egg, and nori. Mm-hmm. And then last but not least, the poo-poo platter.
Porchetta, panko crusted long beans, macaroni salad, sweet and spicy chicken wings served with a teriyaki aioli.
You moved it on me and that made it difficult.
Sorry.
Okay. Al John.
We might as well.
Go to Grand Californian Hotel and Spa. This picture, this dish. Oh my gosh. I'm all about the poke bowls.
Yes. Yeah. Over at Craftsman's Grill, you've got poke bowl, which has got sushi grade salmon or tuna, tossed in citrus ponzu with cucumber, edamame, avocado, crab salad, green onions, radicchio, pickled seaweed, fukake, and spicy aioli with your choice of calarose rice or mixed greens.
What is fukake?
Good question.
Furikake is a seasoning mix that usually has nori, sesame seeds.
Okay, that's
a bunch of different things in it.
Yes.
That's what I thought. I thought it was like the
sprinkles.
Yeah, it's sprinkles, yeah.
Sprinkles.
Savory sprinkles.
That's right. Umami sprinkles. Over there at Ulane at the Ulu Cafe, they've got Mickey-shaped spam musubi, which is spiced spam, sliced spam, I should say, on top of Mickey, block of rice wrapped together with nori, and it tastes so nice. Poke bowls, choose from made-to-order spicy tuna or California bowls, or build your own fresh ahi salmon, shrimp, or salad with sticky rice with a variety of condiments. So yes, you can make your own bowl. And at the Oleo Room, the poo-poo appetizer menu has got a selection of Hawaiian ahi futumaki-style sushi rolls, nigiri-style sushi rolls, including signature Oleo ahi poke with pure 38 ahi sambal, ginger, cucumber, Maui onion, and green onion. Woo!
Yum.
What a marathon.
Yum.
You know, I didn't even look at this this guide until
now
because I was thinking, oh, you know, last year for Asian Pacific Islander Month, it was just kind of very select
small
things.
Yeah.
But now it's like totally blown up, and that's awesome because, you know, being Filipino, I love all of this food, especially anything that has beef bulgogi or lumpia. So good.
And I love anything that has gochujang on it.
Yeah, well, there you go. And that's like 50% of the menu, Kat.
Yeah, I know. It's too bad I can't have a lot of it, but yeah. I'm going to be trying some of these things while I'm at Disneyland next weekend for sure. Sweet.
I will say there is a benefit for Kat living out on the West Coast.
Uh-huh.
Way, way, way more options in Asian cuisine and menus than you have
here.
On the other side. Yeah. You know, and that's because there's, less people of those heritage out in this direction.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, all the Pacific Islands are heading over to California.
Well, and Asia is just on the other side of the Pacific.
Yes.
So,
there's a lot of really great local Asian places, though, in Orlando. There's a lot of Korean places, a lot of Cantonese places, hot pot.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of great sushi places.
Yes.
A lot of great Indian places. So there's a lot of stuff in the Orlando area. If none of the things we've said here today float your boat, I doubt that's a thing because all of this stuff sounds delicious. But if you look around the Orlando area, there's lots and lots to choose from. Mount Dora, they have a lot of air things over there. So just a short Uber or car ride away.
I love it.
We have a new place that opened, a new Korean place, like less than 2 miles from our house that just opened. So I haven't looked at their menu yet, but I'm like,
Oh, I'm like, if they don't have Korean barbecue, like beef bulgogi, hot pot.
Let's one of everything, please.
Yes. So good.
This episode is brought to you by Bai. It's Wonder Water. What makes Bai so great? It's simple. From Raspberry Lemon Lime by Sydney Sweeney to Zambia Bing Cherry and Palavo Pineapple Mango. Baya has antioxidants, electrolytes, and no artificial sweeteners. So for flavorful hydration, choose Baya. It's Wonder Water. Learn more about Baya and discover all of the exotic, bold flavors at drinkbaya.com.
We hope you've enjoyed today's show. Thanks so much for listening. If you haven't already, make sure you like, subscribe, and hit the notification bell. If you enjoy what we do and you want to support the show, you can do so by becoming a sponsor over on Spotify, or you can shop our links. We've got Amazon, Disney Store, Kingdom Stroller, and Garden Grocer. So you can either find it in the show notes below or at diningatdisney.com. Al John, tell everyone where they can find us.
All right. Be sure, if you stumbled upon this podcast, do yourself a favor. You listen to the very end. So you must like us and really like us. Give us those 5-star reviews if you think we deserve it. And subscribe to the show on all podcast platforms. Check out diningatdisney.com. Follow us on the socials, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. And if you like this podcast, chances are you'll love Kat's podcast, Eat the Pictures, bite-sized podcast full of food, film, and fun. You also check out Skull Rock Podcast with myself and former Disney creative director Disney Dave Bossert. And we're talking a lot with Bill Farmer this month, talking about Goofy and stand-up comedy and all the voices he's done over the years for the Walt Disney Company. It's amazing. Kat?
You can find me on Instagram at Catastrophe, at C-A-T underscore A-S-T-R-O-P-H-E. I just want to say that as a member of the working television community, that I stand with the WGA in their strike, and I support them. If you're a WGA listener and you're listening today and any day for the next coming weeks as you guys take a stand for your rights, we support you and we stand with you, and you have the VFX community at your back at the very, very least.
There you go.
Don't forget to join our Facebook group, Dining at Disney, and check out our friends, the Disney Dorks and the Source Radio Fun Zone. And of course, as we said at the top of the show, we like to sandwich our episodes with this little tidbit for all your Disney, Universal, and cruise travel. Contact our Kristen at themeparksandcruises at gmail.com. Her services are free, and she'll send you on the best vacation of your life.
And if you are wanting to enjoy the Disney dining plan, you can do so in 2024, and I can help with that.
Yeah, yeah.
The dining plan is back.
Get all those snacks. Get them.
Oh, yes. Yes. I can tell you the best way to use those snack credits.
Well, until next time, I've been Kat. That's been Kristen and Al John. Bon appetit.
The information and opinions expressed in this podcast are for entertainment and informational purposes. All other trademarks mentioned are the property of their respective owners.